A geography teacher at Bay Ridge Secondary School, Brenda Scarlett, has received an honorable mention this year in Susan Langley's Earth Steward Teaching Award, presented by Learning for a Sustainable Future. The school was awarded with $500 to put towards a sustainable education project. The award recognizes educators for their contribution to sustainability education in Canada. Recipients and runners-up this year were recognized for their leadership in providing and encouraging sustainability education, as well as being inspirations to their students and school community. Scarlett noted the honorable mention should also recognize the staff and students as well.
There's a group of us that are the staff advisors for Eco Team, and so there's four staff members. There's Meg Donald, Athena Lees, Julie Cameron, and myself. So I keep saying that I'm accepting this award on behalf of the staff and students. And there was our group of students that have been involved with Eco Team for years and years and years. So it's wonderful to get the recognition, but it's not for mine alone. I think it needs to be kind of almost a recognition for the team. So I keep saying that. I'm like, it's really nice to be recognized, but for me, it's really about the whole team of staff and students and them kind of going on board with what some of the crazy initiatives that we've kind of put forth.
Scarlett went on to note that the school has been taking part in activities surrounding sustainability education since 2008.
There's been different things we've done all the way through. So in 2008, our recycling system wasn't that great in the school. So then we revamped all that. We took all the old recycling system apart. And then the students actually said, we need to see blue bins and gray bins and those things, because if we don't see the blue bins, they're not going to see what they do at home should be also done at school. So, and this is like way back in 2008. So then that all kind of came in place. And then we collect our cans and we donate them to Habitat for Humanity on a, like, every couple weeks. And so this has become more sustainable because Meg Donald and her school to community class has taken on the recycling collection of all the stations that are in the hallways now. And so this is the one thing that I found was really difficult was in 2008, I felt like it was myself and the students. And then it's more staff have come on board, and now we've got all these different things, and it's just kind of exploded. And you're finding that the projects are actually now more sustainable, because the recycling system, it would be my geography classes. And if I went on leave, then the recycling systems weren't picked up. Whereas we're trying to make it more sustainable that we get a system in place that things are happening and continue to happen. And so Habitat has probably, I think, each year they get 20 to 25 bags of cans that we take over to Habitat. So it's, again, it's just like the give back approach. Like, we're collecting recycling, that's great for the environment, but then we're giving it to Habitat, which then they get to use as well.
Even throughout the pandemic, the students at Bay Ridge showed a high level of dedication towards keeping the initiatives going. Scarlett noted the students' hard work throughout the pandemic.
It's been a whirlwind with COVID for sure, and at Bay Ridge Secondary School, our Eco Team still ran. So we met virtually every week. We had a previous Eco Team minister. She actually ran a Sustainable Development Goals workshop in Japan while she was in Japan, and we were here because she had returned home. There's just incredible things the students have done. And I really want to make sure that I'm doing a shout out for all the students, because definitely during COVID, many people kept saying, oh, there's no extracurriculars, but Student Council and Eco Team both ran at Bay Ridge Secondary School all throughout the entire COVID, even when we were at home. So that's pretty inspiring for an educator to watch and to see, and that's just how much they wanted to continue our projects.
Scarlett went on to describe one of the larger projects the students took on during the pandemic.
In COVID, the students, instead of them just saying, okay, well, let's do a like small-scale projects, oh, no, no, no. They started talking about doing a food forest. So Julie Cameron, who is one of our culinary arts teachers, we're actually in the process of building a food forest in the back area of our school. So again, community is seeing that. And the students worked during COVID to formulate a TD grant and received quite a substantial amount of money in order to put in this food forest. So that again happened all over while we were at home, and they were virtually meeting and doing different subcommittees in order to fill out these grants. In fact, two students who were only in grade 10 at the time spoke to all of the administration of the school and department heads in order to explain what they were hoping to do and what role each department could play in the future once this food forest is developed. So just incredible, grade 10 kids like doing this, and they came into the meeting virtually because we were all having meetings virtually. So it's unbelievable what's happened in the last 4 years alone.
Scarlett noted how the students worked through the pandemic was inspiring.
The best thing you could ever have happen is being a staff advisor, but in the end, you are just following along with what they're actually, you know, facilitating, what the students are actually facilitating, what they want. It's not you saying, let's do this. It's they're implementing it all. And that's what was incredible to watch during COVID. And I would have to say that those students kind of motivated the staff as we were in. And every week when we met, some days we would even just bring in pictures of us on walks, like out in the environment. And it was kind of almost like a pump up for all of us.
Scarlett mentioned another ongoing project the students are working on, an outdoor classroom.
With the environmental schism that I'm the lead staff for, and that's the specialist high skills major, we really wanted to do some outreach projects. And so we came up with the idea that we would really like to have an outdoor classroom. And so what has happened is through the construction teacher and through the students and through the school, the community with Meg Donald again, is we developed and designed an outdoor classroom. So again, it's a real team approach.
Scarlett went on to explain the next steps of the project.
And the next stage is we have picnic tables that are all going to go out around as well. And so we're hoping to be able to have that whole area that classes can go out and do that. And then today, you know, we have two classes that are actually out there having their Indigenous art, like it's expressing Indigenous voices through art. And so both those classes are out there right now in the outdoor classroom. So there's lots of different impacts.
Scarlett recognized some of the larger accomplishments over the years by students.
I've been working with them throughout their high school career. We had a crew of them that graduated last year, and we're in a transition phase now of brand new kids coming in and some old, some new, and just incredible. And, you know, a partnership I've had with Dan Hendry for years with all the transit. Like, two of our students from Bay Ridge represented nationally with his campaign of Get on the Bus, of trying to do that, the transit for students all across Canada. So I had, like, so again, like, just it's when you're in a group of like-minded people and you just are constantly trying to, like, okay, that's a great idea. What can I do? Can I help this? Can I do this? And so there's a huge group of people. So again, this honorable mention, which is wonderful. And I didn't, like, Susan Langley is, like, just amazing. I learned about her at the virtual ceremony, and it was just inspiring to hear everything that she's done. And it's her legacy is empowering our children to change the world. And I do believe that that's what I've seen and been able to be a part of for most of my career. And so it's just been incredible.
Scarlett went on to talk about sustainable education within her own classroom, as well as the next steps for a students' environmental conference the school is looking to bring back.
Within my classroom, I'm constantly talking about sustainable development goals, being outside, trying to, like, encourage all that. And so then our major thing, I applied for a grant to bring back a student conference that used to run here years ago with the Environmental Leadership Program that other staff were running at the time. Sadly, we don't have that program anymore, but we have the Environmental Specialist High Skills Major. So I'm hoping to have some students right now help me do this conference, students for students on an environmental conference. So we're just in the planning stages of it. They started to plan it in 2019 to have happen in April of 2020, and we all know what happened then. So we're trying to bring that back. And so a grant was, thankfully, we've got a grant to try and run that. So we're hoping to do that in April or early May next year.
Scarlett noted the importance of preserving the environment and the hard work the students are doing to achieve that.
The students come up with these ideas. Like, they thought, oh, it would be great to help out Sandy Pine. So last year, donations and fundraisers we did, we gave a donation to Sandy Pines. The year before that, again, the students thought, well, you know what, maybe bird feeders. We should try and look at bird feeders and see if little cat needs bird feeders. And so then they looked into that. They then we got the money to get the construction for it, and then they pursued it through construction, and then we got bird feeders made, and then a student, you know, went to Little Cat and donated it and delivered them. So, like, these are all the little things that happen, that, and there's just so many little things that all of a sudden it blows up into a big thing, and you get this Earth Steward Award, which is great. But the bottom line is, it's a whole team of us doing it. And a lot of these students I would teach in grade 9 geography, so I'm a passionate geography teacher, and so I'm always bringing in how we can do better and be better with the environment, right? And we're part of the environment, so let's make sure that we keep it healthy.
For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.